very pleased at this time to be joined by the third base coach of the Toronto Blue Jays. He also is one of the team's infield instructors, Luis Rivera, joining us on Baseball Central. Good afternoon, Luis.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. No problem at all. Listen, we wanted to ask you, I don't want to make too big a deal of this, but, you know, the Blue Jays that made a few more errors in August than we're used to seeing them make. Now, I mean, whenever that happens, I quite often just kind of, you know, shrug that off and say, well, it's August, it's the dog days, guys are getting tired. How concerned are you and the staff about what you've seen from this team defensively, especially in the infield, and how do you go about correcting that, or can you correct it?
I'm really not concerned about our infield play. I mean, I think we have a good bunch of players that are good defenders. From side to side, from Donaldson to Tulo, to Travis, Smokey, and when Edwin is playing at first base, always doing a nice job. But now we have the guys, the extra guys, and Goins and the other guys. I mean, they're doing a great job. I think they're doing a nice job. I mean, there's times when during the season that he goes through cycles, and I think that this is one of those times. I'm not concerned about our defense. They're good. They know what they have to do. They work at it. They get the rest. They get the repetitions. So I really have no concerns about that infield.
You know, it's interesting because when I covered the Montreal Expos, they had Delino DeShields, and he was going through some throwing issues, and they had to, you know, Jerry Manuel would take him out in center field, and they would they'd tape up a square against the outfield wall and just have him practice throwing from different angles and all that. But I remember Jerry saying, Luis, that one of the things you really never wanted to do is you never wanted to make your players think that you thought it was getting in their head. You know, I mean, it's an aspect of the game that you don't often talk about. We talk about pitching, we talk about hitting, and yeah, we talk about defense. We usually associate making great plays, yada, yada. But Jerry's point of view of the situation was, look, a lot of this is mechanical. A lot of it is, you know, stuff that split-second decisions that have to be made. And he said there's a real fine line between going up to a guy and saying, hey, you know, I see something with your feet. You may want to work at this, compared to going up and getting into a guy's head, because you never want to get into a guy's head and have him end up with, you know, the thing, as guys call it.
Yeah, especially in the middle of the season. I mean, if you see something during spring training, I mean, you have a month and a half to work on it, and that's a lot easier. You know, those big adjustments that they have to make, if they have to, usually you do that during spring training. During the season, like you say, it's a fine line because they're in and out every day. It's not like it happens today something and tomorrow you got to fix it, and because, you know, the game's got to start, and the last thing you want is guys think about something that they have to do or they have to improve right at the middle of the game. Yes, we talk about it, but we touch those basic stuff with the infielders like any other conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't try to make a big issue of any situation, any throws, the way you feel the ball. Or we just have a conversation. We have a video. We show it, and we continue to go. I mean, I'm not going at one specific area, and I say, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this every day. I mean, you get to a point where, you know, if you don't make any adjustment, then you got to be a little more into it and work a little harder on that. But, yes, if there's got some throwing problems and during before batting practice, during the throwing program, you know, you just hang out with them and you just watch, make sure that, you know, they correct it right there. But it's not a big issue where you point out something individually and make sure that the guy, you know, when you go to play the game, you want to have a clear mind, and you want to have the guy to be on the field of real confidence so he can be at his best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Luis, we've seen Devin Travis here in August have some issues. You know, maybe what you mentioned there, moving his feet and not being in the right spot. A little bit of that for me looking from afar is, you know, he's had that relationship with Troy Tulowitzki, and then when Troy's not in the lineup playing shortstop, and then he has, say, a Ryan Goins playing shortstop and a Darwin Barney playing shortstop, is there anything to, you know, because it's a relationship. It's basically like if when one guy says, hey, I got this ball, you go here, I got all of this area, and then a new guy comes in, and all of a sudden you have to learn and you're covering more ground. Has that had anything to do with Devin Travis's, you know, some miscues he's had here in August?
No, not really, because he pretty much stay on his side, and Ryan is a good shortstop, and Tulo is a good shortstop, and you know, those guys are playing good defense, and they're playing well. I don't think it has anything to do with it. Maybe that knowing that Tulo is there for him, and they can talk in the middle of the game, and maybe Tulo can you know, work his magic and keep his mind clear. And giving some confidence over there in the middle of the game, that might be the only difference. But other than that, I don't think anything else is any different, other than Tulo maybe having a conversation with him during the game.
Luis, Buck and Pat made a comment last week that I found interesting. They were talking about Choi Tulowitzki, and I actually meant to ask you this at the ballpark the next day. But Troy made a play on the backhand. It was against Houston to get Carlos Correa. And Buck said, hey, that's odd because Choi often doesn't go to his backhand. And, you know, I was thinking about it and I thought, damn, that's right. and we're kind of used to seeing shortstops do that. What is it about Choi that allows him to not have to go to the backhand? Is it just the reads that he gets? Is it his size? Because I thought about it, it's very true, isn't it? He doesn't go to his backhand.
Well, the only time he goes to his backhand is when they hit the ball hard and maybe a step or two that he don't have any chance to go around the ball. Mm-hmm. But like he always say, you know, in college they teach him how to go to get around the ball, and usually that's the way he practices, and that's the way he throw it. And anytime he got a chance to go around the ball, he will go around the ball and make a throw on the run. He's very accurate. He's very good. I haven't seen anybody in the big leagues in a long time. I mean, I probably never. That made the plays that he made, you know, and the way that he throws first base and so accurate. And this, you're talking about the guy is 6'3", 6'4", with accuracy like that, and moving his feet well, real confident about his throw. He works at it. Like I say, the only time he got a backhand ball is when the ball is hit real hard, maybe a step or two, and you got plenty of arm to throw. It's not like he need to throw on the run, you know. That's his style. That's the way he do it. He's great. He won a few Gold Gloves. He's in the history, he's the best fielding percent shortstop. So what are you going to say?
Mm-hmm.
You continue to do what you do. You're doing great, and you're a great infielder. You're a great shortstop, and just watch him play.
Yeah, Luis, how proud are you of the infield? What I mean by that is these guys, if you look around their names, Josh Donaldson, Troy Tulowitzki, Devin Travis, Edwin, all those guys, to me, the first when you mention their name, they're hitting first. But you mentioned all of these guys showing up, and me and Jeff were at the field early. We see all of those guys on the field taking ground balls and thinking defensive first. And people laugh at that because there's all parts of the game. There's pitching, defense, and hitting. But the Blue Jays have always been known as a hitting organization. It's hitting first, and you sort of fill in the blanks. But with the additions of Troy and Josh Donaldson before Troy, it's just sort of became a defensive first big league team, right? It's now you're starting to think it's, you know, we're throwing a lot of strikes because we play defense all the time, and it starts with those guys. It's got to be impressive to watch that every day.
I mean, really proud of the way these guys take care of themselves. I mean, I know they would come and take ground balls. You know, people take for granted how good they are. You know, some people notice that, but other people, just because they're such good hitters, such good players, And the hitting always take over the defense unless you don't hit much. And these guys are such good hitters and, you know, power hitters, and you don't look at their defense. That these things are good as anybody in the league. And I'm so proud of these guys because they take care of that. You know, that's part of their game. They take pride of their defense. You know, you're watching spring training how they prepare, and you're watching during the season how they prepare. They take enough ground balls where they all enough where they know how to prepare for before a game. Sometimes they take 20 ground balls, sometimes they take 30 ground balls or 40 ground balls. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on how they feel that day, how they're feeling physically, and it's great to know that, you know, it's part of their game. It's not just hitting and driving in runs and hitting homers. They're really proud of their defense, and so far they show up, and those guys are doing a great job.
You know, Luis, of course, I wasn't going to say the other aspect of your job, but you are the third base coach of this team as well. You got pretty good record sending base runners. And I wanted to ask you, when you've got a team that is having trouble scoring runs, that is having trouble getting hits with runners in scoring position, how much added pressure is there on you as the third base coach, you know, when you're making a call on the ball hit into the field? Do you have to, Luis, just restrict it to what you're seeing in front of you? And, you know, you can't worry if the team is 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. You know, you've got to make a call on the play that's in front of you.
Yeah, usually, I mean, you know, you prepare, you know, the outfielder's arm, you know the situation, you know how many outs, you know who's hitting next. You look at the scoreboard. But like you say, there's time where we're facing a tough guy on the mound. We don't have too many chances. So those are the times that you probably feel like, you know what, it doesn't matter what kind of arm or if it's accurate or not. We might have to take a chance over here because I don't know how many more chances we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so everything changed a little bit depending on the score, depending on how we're swinging the bat, depending on who's hitting next after the guy just hit the ball. And there's a lot of issues that you gotta worry about before you make a decision. If the guy on the mound is a tough guy and I know we're not going to score too many runs, we got to try to score as many. And we try to take chances, you know, probably usually more so than any other time.
So Luis, does it depend more on the pitcher as opposed to how your team is playing, or is it 50-50?
Well, it's both. I mean, if we're not swinging the bat well, I can say maybe that's because we're not swinging the bat well, or maybe because
right.
The guy on the mound is reaching well.
True.
So, you know, it goes hand to hand. So if I don't feel like we're swinging the bat well and the guy is really throwing the ball well, hitting the corners, and we're not getting much going on, yes, we got to try to force sometimes, and we got to trigger my decision to see if we can steal a run.